Our reading this evening is from Luke chapter 6. Jesus said, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from the one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Every once in a while, you'll get a verse in a text that can summarize everything that's in that text. And I think the verse that we have before us today in verse 36 is a summary of everything that's in that entire text. Jesus says, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." Now, how do we begin to be merciful? Love your enemies, right? Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for the ones who abuse you. To the one who strikes the cheek, offer the other also. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Jesus says to you, love your enemies. Do good and lend. Expect nothing and return. Judge not, you won't be judged. Condemn not, you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. How do you do that? What's the summary of that? Be
merciful,
even as your Father is merciful. And every once in a while, I think there's a single word that can give you Jesus in a way that is absolutely amazing. And I think that single word is also in verse 36, and that single word is the word is. You got that? Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. is isn't describing something God does. God doesn't just do merciful things. God is merciful. That's who he is. It's a part of who he is. God is merciful. That is a way to describe who God is. God is love. God is merciful. In God is mercy. Every part of mercy in this world is because there is God still in this world. Hell is a place of no mercy because God is not there. God is merciful. So think about maybe some of the things that you are. So, Miss Trish, you are a cook, right? Or a chef, right? But would you say that's part of like your inner being, like part of who you are? Is that kind of just something you do? What do you think?
Sort of like something I like to do.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and
yeah. And you got a job doing it too.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that kind of, so, and I think some of us have jobs like that, that kind of describe not just what we do, but it's kind of part of,
you have to like it,
part of who you are too. Yeah. I don't think anybody should be a pastor unless they are a pastor, not just by day, but by who they are, right? It's who they should be. I think doctors and nurses, I think that's kind of another thing, but the same sort of way too. But there are certain jobs that you can just, that's what you do during your day, and but you're something else during the night. You know, that word is helping you see that God just doesn't do merciful things. It's part of who he is. Like, you will always be a mother, right? You know, that's part of who, it's part of who you are. And even in this verse, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. And I think one of the best descriptions that I've ever heard of the word mercy is it is a weighty word. It's a heavy word. Did you hear anything in our reading today that is easy? Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, who abuse you. Right? Forgive. Condemn not. Judge not. Give. Expect nothing and return. These are all very weighty, 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 heavy things. They're very difficult to do. And for the Christian knows that this weightiness has a body to it. And that body is Jesus. Jesus is mercy shown. So for lots of Christians, they wear crucifixes. They wear a cross with Jesus on it. And I was told in seminary that should be one of the first things that we buy as pastors. I haven't followed that advice. I should do it sometimes too. And it should be as heavy as possible. It shouldn't be made of plastic. If it can be made of wood, that's okay too. But if it can be made of a heavy metal, that's better. The heavier, the better. Because God's mercy is a heavy, heavy thing. There Jesus is on the cross. Jesus has a body. There is no such thing as a disembodied mercy. Your body shows mercy, and it's a heavy thing. Jesus' body shows mercy, and it's a heavy thing. Because he is forgiving you, right? He is loving you who once were his enemies. He is praying for you who once persecuted him, who didn't believe him. And there he is hanging on the cross, bearing your sin, your shame, your burdens, your sicknesses, your judgment, your condemnation. And that's a heavy, heavy thing. There Jesus is hanging on the cross. And so the advice was, make sure your crucifix is heavy. And you having mercy on others is what? It's a pretty heavy thing. People need help. Your enemies need prayed for. Your enemies need love. People need forgiven. People need not be judged or condemned. And that is a heavy thing. But if you're carrying a crucifix around, or if you're a Christian and you're receiving the body and the blood of Jesus, or you're a Christian, you go to church and you hear the crucifixion of Jesus and the forgiveness of your sins, then you're also reminded that Jesus' burden is light. He's the one that carries the heavy things. He carries you. He carries your sin. He carries your shame. He is, right? He is merciful. Merciful to you. Beautiful text, and a heavy text, too. They're heavy things to do. Did you have some thoughts and questions, too, from what our Lord Jesus is telling us to do? I think if you added it up, it would be something like 13 imperatives. What's an imperative? Come on, Maya. You're going to college. What's an imperative? That too. Are you going to Google it? What's an imperative? Imperative is when you are told to do something. And Jesus is telling us to do lots of things. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. It's like, but then the gospel is, of course, the mercy. Other thoughts from this text? Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's an enemy, a friend, or a relative, or whoever, you put them ahead of you. That's, you know, that's how God does us. He puts us basically ahead of him.
Right.
Jesus put all of us, took all of our sins and died for them, you know, instead of, let's say, he had the power any time to just say, all right, I'm done.
Right.
And so he did.
Right.
He did it all for us. So we should do for others because of.
And that's, I think that's a fantastic way of describing what mercy is, too. Mercy is the opposite of selfishness. Love is the opposite of selfishness. So you might have heard it said, love yourself first. That's the opposite of love. Love always has an object outside of yourself. Love is sacrifice. You don't sacrifice for yourself. I don't know. But, yeah, mercy. Mercy and love. Well, let's rise and let's pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you say, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. And the only way that we can begin to do this is to know the wonderful truth that we have a Father who loves us and who is proud to call us his children through you. And that Father is merciful to us. that he is not mad at us, that he is not disappointed at us, but that because Jesus bore our sin and shame and the weight of the guilt that we ought to bear, we are free, and we know we have a Father who is merciful. Protect, guide, and keep us. Be with us all. Bless our community. Bless our church family. Bless all of those in the church family but do not attend. Grant that they might hear the shepherd's voice calling them back, that they might find the green pasture and a joyful welcome here. Hear us as we pray for all those struggling with addictions, for all teachers, all students, all those in the military, our government, and all those in authority, and all those that we'll now name with hearts and with voices.
Lord, family.
Our funds will flow.
Davis Brooks and family, Miss Rosa Wills.
Jackie Elliott, family, Patricia Reed.
Ray and Carolyn Moore.
Sheridan family.
Stacy Rafer.
The PA family.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you will give me all my sins, where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commit myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, and that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.